Oh yeah, this will keep us awake.
Are you feeling jaunty? I'm feeling jaunty. Let's just.
I just caught sight of the bags under my eyes in this video.
This is what we need
on YouTube before watching on YouTube. And my God,
let's get a war. Hey Dave, welcome to this ramble. It's a sloppy intro with poorly produced sound and music.
Intro for the ramble, Sam. When you draw attention to it, it really showcases the lack of production values on these more laid-back.
It's a ramble cast. We're not. We don't have to. We could do what we like. We could do what we like, and you'll listen to it, listener. Well,
we can do
statistically,
what we
like. You
so
won't.
It's finally happened. It's finally happened. I have attended the cinema.
Oh God!
Well, the first time in 2024.
And it's May or April. April, May. That's pretty, like, for you, Dave, as a big advocate, for big cinema.
Unfortunately, Sam, I live in a geographical area that exists somehow before the invention of film.
The 17th century. Yes, you live in the 17th century. That's right.
The cinema in my local city closed a couple of years ago. And so I've got to drive like half an hour to get to a cinema.
Jesus Christ, Dave. What?
Which isn't that bad, but like.
It's terrible.
I went to see Dune 2. We recently did Dune for the podcast. I went to see Dune 2 because I really enjoyed the first one, which I watched like a month ago. And I really wanted to see Dune 2. So I was like, well, I'll drive. But the annoying thing is, it was like half an hour there. And then the film's like 3 hours long. And then half an hour back. It's like,
why are you doing this to yourself, man? I mean, just why are you doing this to yourself? Surely just stream it online.
Refer to any episode of this. Just pick an episode of this podcast and you'll hear Sam telling you about why he hates the cinema.
I haven't said a word. How dare you? So tell us about, because I've not seen it yet. I've seen the first one, which we've done for the podcast, and I was thoroughly surprised about how good it was, actually. I have not brought myself to watch two yet. So what do you want to talk about? Why you want to?
Well, I won't give you any spoilers. I liked it. I really, really liked it. I think it's better than the first one. And I was wrong. I think on our Dune episode, I said that we're making a trilogy. Now, they are making another film. Of course they're making another. Of course they're making another film. The finger thing means money. of course they're making another film. But this was so. Whereas I thought they were going to make three films out of that first book. And that was supported by the fact that the first film, I think, covers like a reasonably small amount of like stuff that
happens. It's quite, isn't it?
So the first movie is really reserved in that way. It's really good at the world building, like without overloading you with information. And then two is like a fucking straight hit of heroin. It's the whole rest of the book just in one glorious like 2 hour 40 minute like extravaganza. It is sumptuous to look at, and we say this, but like no one makes a bad looking movie anymore, but it's amazing to look at. The action is fantastic. The costumes are on a whole new level. There's so much going on, and so it's kind of like the antithesis of the first one, where the first one's quite reserved and doesn't like chuck loads of shit at you, and you know, not a lot of time elapses. The second one is like a year's worth of action just like jammed into one film. But it's so competently done. It's thoroughly entertaining. Entertaining.
And where do you think it's... So they've concluded the story, though, in the second one. But do they leave it open at the end to setting up the next, like, the sequel...
Well, literary nerds amongst us will know that Frank Herbert wrote about 15 of these fucking books.
Yeah, of course he did. The car repair publishing company that we learned that first published Dune for some reason. What?
The first book is like monolithic. It's huge, and then the rest of the series is more based on like. It's less Arrakis. Arrakis is the Dune is about Arrakis, and it's about these characters on that planet doing stuff. And the second film is very much that as well. And the rest of the series, I think, is more about the intergalactic politics. I can hear the audience turning off. Intergalactic politics is very much not a popular film term for good reason. But like, so I think the other stories are going to be based on the books, I presume. I've not read any of them, but reading around a little bit, I guess it's going to be more of this intergalactic war type business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to have the Dune cinematic universe forever, just like we have everything else in franchise form.
And
Tell me, actually, then.
I think it's like a reasonable... It's the same thing that... I'm not so upset with The Hobbit because, like, we got Lord of the Rings. What more do we want?
Yeah. You know? You will take those disgusting Hobbit movies and you will enjoy them because we got the Ride of the Rohirrim at the end of The Lord of the Rings. So just shut up.
And I think the Dune duology...
I think it's well worth...
I think it's one of the better adaptations. I think like maybe second to Lord of the Rings. We went through a lot of them on the podcast. In terms of like multiple films on one... Based on one book, I think it really is up there with Lord of the Rings in terms of the quality, like throughout.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question then. So, are we saying, are you saying that the second one is better than the first? The
sequel
Yeah. Which is kind of
that tricky thing, isn't it? Because sometimes a sequel is better than the original, but it wouldn't exist without the original. So, it's difficult to kind of separate the two. Like Terminator 2, like, there's a really good argument that that is a sequel that is better than the original. Mad Max Fury Road is a sequel that's better than the original. There are examples, but then you kind of like,
you're right. The reason that because I think it is a rare thing, but where it's true, it's very obviously true, because you think like Empire Strikes Back, it's definitely the best Star Wars film. Like, there's no doubt about that, because it kind of took all the good stuff about Star Wars, and then, like, actually, we had a relatively competent director in Kurzner, and Kasdan wrote it. And we have in The Dark Knight. I'm thinking of like Batman, where we go from.
Oh, we should go back to that, Sam, because that's our toxic teenage masculinity.
I know.
Movie that I have.
I'm just like Batman. I'm misunderstood. Oh, God, yes.
I'm a white man.
Yeah, and I want to punch people. Ah, but the first one, Batman Begins, I think it's a really... I actually kind of like that film because it is a bit more self-contained, whereas The Dark Knight kind of starts to drag out and connect the dots in a way.
I suspect Sam, and I suspect that from hindsight, I think Batman Begins might be the better movie of that trilogy.
We should do them soon, as much as we have to resist the superhero draw stereotypes.
Let's just roll in the filth, Sam. Let's get down in the filth with all the fucking nerds. But I will say about this movie, I think that like it's not quite the same as even Star Wars, because I think this movie was made, they were never not making the second movie.
Yes.
This is very much a project like Lord of the Rings. They were never not finishing that. It was always intended to be, I think this was always intended to be told over two movies, and therefore it kind of like, again, part one and part two, as opposed to Dune 1 and Dune 2.
Of course. But that's an important distinction though, isn't it? Because it means they're made in the same conditions, whereas, you know, maybe the first Batman was.
If you watched Dune part two without having watched the first one, you would be fucking confused.
Yeah.
I think it does a really good job unpacking even more of the stuff in the second one. But again, like, you kind of need that foundation of having watched the first one to understand what's going on.
That's interesting. So I'm just trying to think about what... Because I would like to watch Dune 2. I would like to watch Dune 2. And maybe we should do that soon. But I think I still have a weird thing about this franchise of like, because I was really surprised and I was totally dismissive of the first film, and it took me ages to see it, and then when I watched it, I was like, oh my God, this is good. This is actually artistic, and there's like, we're doing proper shit here, proper storytelling and movie making and character development. Like, does that continue in the same way, or do you think that they are... does it insist upon itself, Lois, by the second movie, because they kind of know what they're doing, they know what audience liked, about the first one, and so they kind of lean into those elements, or do you think it's distinct? In the same way, I think that probably Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back are very different movies and very different, almost intended for different audiences in some ways.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is a very different movie. Obviously, because the, just the expansion of the story, it's a much larger movie. It's a lot more flamboyant. I think, kind of in a way where it needs to, because of the way the story, and you know the story roughly, don't you? I won't spoil it here, but
I'll describe it in detail for the next 40 minutes. Tell every single, just read the Wikipedia page.
Because you've got to bring in so many other characters, and you've got to kind of introduce the Emperor, who's played by Christopher Walken. Actually, I was expecting it to be some disgusting amorphous blob, and it's not. It's Christopher Walken, and he's great generally, and he's fine in this. It's like a nothing role. But you have to introduce Arrakis and Paul Atreides to the rest of the galaxy in a certain way. While still having the Fremen story, and they introduce a great new baddie, which unfortunately means Dave Bautista doesn't get as much screen time. But like, because they've got to do so much to kind of like get to the money, to get to the kind of like the bit.
The big battle at the end where they blow up the Death Star.
It's a big sprawling hot mess of a movie in the best way possible. Like, it's a visual treat. You're never ever bored. You're never really confused either. It's quite reasonably clear what's going on at all times, and it's just absolute downright entertainment. Part of that, seeing it at the cinema, it's obviously big, bombastic, loud. It's visually very impressive, but I really, I'd watch it again, certainly for the podcast, to crystallize my thoughts. Outside of that, you know, that gas they pump into the cinema to make you have a good time.
I must be immune to it entirely. Is my only thought about that, Dave? Because, I'm not going to do it again. Don't worry. No, it's okay. It's okay. Listen, just listen as Dave says. Listen to
do
any.
Do you know what?
Other,
I do think, and I think even you would agree, Sam. Obviously, all the things you hate about the cinema, fine, like not necessarily incorrect, or I even disagree. But there is something special about seeing a movie on the big screen, and like, yeah, you could spend $6,000 and put a, you know, reasonably comparable system in your house, but you're not going to.
I mean, I don't have $6,000 laying around for a cinema and an extension, but you're fucking right, Dave. If I had the choice, and I would absolutely put a cinema in my fantastic big screen, sound system, all that. Of course, I'd get one of those rich people cinemas where it's like $40,000 and every movie costs like $5,000. But, you know,
you could probably get like the 2001 version of the home cinema, Sam. I mean, it would be shockingly bad, but like VHS tapes.
Yeah, because I'd avoid all of the horrible things about cinema, which is like people eating and people talking and people chewing and people on their phones and, you know, people.
I've really gotten on board with Oppenheimer and even Dune. It's go like the last week it's in the cinema, like the very last day you can go, and there'll be nobody there but you and Tumbleweed.
You and a couple of, you know, other nerds who are sad enough to be at the cinema.
Not where I live, Sam. It's me and a couple of people who were lost and just wanted to see a film. There's so much of that around me. I'll drag this on. I've mentioned this before, but like there's not really like a big variety in the demographic where I live. It's mostly people over 50 years old.
There's the only ones who can afford to live in the rural idyllic uplands that you exist in. That's the problem. All these fucking rich people.
Exactly.
Go to see
a lot of them
fiction.
Are going to the cinema just to go to the cinema, I've never quite understood, because it's not like a good social activity, because you're going to go and sit in silence.
Just sat there. Well, maybe that would work well for us, actually. Save this.
That would work well for us, because we'd have the post-cinema like dissection of the cinema, which would be better than the cinema itself. Exactly.
Did you see the lighting? Did you see the cinematography? Oh, the production design. Oh, blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. I mean, just listen to any episode. Again, any episode of the podcast.
I just inserted a clip of any episode, a random point in any episode. It just happened to be relevant. One last thing before we dive out of here. Let's continue talking about science fiction. Let's talk about Stargate. Because this is something that
Stargate.
I
is an imaginary TV show. And
do you remember Stargate, listener? Do you remember this?
No, I vaguely remember hearing of Stargate. And, like, I recently learned, as in last year, that it was a film that none of the cast returned from, but they liked it, so they made a series film, out of the film.
And then it's the 2000s, so we'll make TV about anything. Stargate SG-1, which is
But there were
three
good. Series, that three like series that ran for like a combined 15 or 16 seasons.
It's a big
like,
show.
It's not nothing.
But we started watching Stargate Atlantis, and as usual, what happens is I am the discoverer of media, and I suggest with my fantastic knowledge and judgment and just ability to really understand what's good out there, and I cast my judgment upon a TV show, and then I pass it. I pass the scraps down to my fellow followers, such as you, Dave, these peons who below me. And then the problem is that I move on to something else because I have just, my galaxy brain is so advanced that I just can't, I need to keep moving, constantly moving. And what happens is that you actually go and watch all of it because I don't have the commitment levels that perhaps you do, which means you're ahead.
Time, Sam. You've got a wife and two children, and I don't.
And my galaxy brain, of course. But no, this is what happens. You've got the ability to, and so I find it frustrating because I'm like, God, look at this thing. It's really good. And then you've, in a week, watched all of it, consumed every single, and you're like, hey, have you seen this episode? And you're like, yeah, send it. You know, send it. Isn't it?
Yeah, so, yeah, imagine if we could have a conversation about an episode we'd both seen regardless of when I've seen it.
But I want to be I like to be the one discovering, and then you just
quit your job. It hit me at the right time when I finished Fallout and I had all this spare Fallout time. And I'd watched Fargo before that, and that had taken up a lot. You know, Fargo's a lot of that. So I'd kind of gotten to the point where I was like, well, just watch Stargate Atlantis. It's fun. It's good.
You consume media at an impressive rate. I don't want to get into a full-blown Stargate discussion because I do think there is quite a lot for us to get into there. Maybe it could be like once I finish season one, we could have like a retro cast of...
It's like Star Trek... It's like Star Trek Lite, you know?
It's like fun, you know, though, isn't it? Because this is...
It's very 21st century, like, people acting like 21st century people. But they're not quite as... I found SG-1 is a bit like, well, let's go and fucking, like, bayonet these fuckers. It's like the Vietnam War, a lot of that season. Whereas Atlantis is a little bit more sciencey. It's a little bit more like, how are we going to resolve these problems?
Yeah,
with science, it's a bit more exploratory, like Star Trek. And it's just not quite sure that it's deeply Canadian. It is deeply Canadian. In surprising ways, like you'll see actors and you'll be like, they look sort of familiar. And then you look at the Wikipedia page and it's like, oh, they're a Canadian person. And they appeared in two American films and then 1,000 Canadian TV shows.
They speak in French now. That's weird. Like, yeah.
No, totally. It's funny because we consume so much American media, but Canada just seems to live in its own little bubble, and we don't watch a lot of Canadian stuff. But they're making it. No. I mean, everything's fucking shot in Vancouver, but like, you know,
it might be similar for Canada.
We're not watching as much.
Yeah, it might be similar for UK stuff. I guess there is like that decent UK export market, isn't there? Like Doctor Who and whatever else. But
yeah.
I guess the localization is an important thing, and also Canadians probably have a relatively different taste when it comes to TV anyway, which is a different ball game than movies or whatever else. So I think let's go back to Stargate. I'm going to plow ahead and you'll be light years ahead of me. You'll be in a different galaxy that you went through.
Oh, I'm in the Jason Momoa years, apparently.
The Jason Momoa years in Stargate?
Momoa is in Stargate Atlantis as a main character, yes.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's amazing. What season is this? Season 2?
Season 2. He comes in quite early, yeah. Like, I think it's the thing, like his first big thing, I think.
He was in... Yeah, that's nice. I like it. It'll be good to, you know, it's good to get in these universes. And then there is a Stargate universe as well, like, as in, I think that's the name of the TV show, which is seems to
there's
be a whole
couple
other
of
thing.
Films, three TV series, comics, all sorts of books.
You will.
Nerds are gonna nerd.
Slop it up. Get in the trough. All right, Dave. Let's leave it there. We will be back next time with another Ramblecast where we talk inconsequentially about nothing. Until then, see you again.